So you may have noticed that I and some of my friends here have a problem with motorcycles. But this isn't about me breaking my leg. Oh, no. So last year, I got it in my head that I would like to explore Baja. And Baja is a wonderful place to take, especially off-road motorcycles. And so I did a bunch of planning. I studied on the internet. I talked to folks who had gone before. I planned out routes. I gathered gear. I gathered food. And my lovely girlfriend came with me. And we had matching bikes. We were all set to go. We got through Christmas with my family, which in some ways was the hardest trial of all. And after Christmas, we were free and clear, good to go to Baja. We woke up at dawn, and it was raining. So we went back to bed for about an hour. It was still raining. We transported the bikes to our drop point, parked our truck. It had finally stopped raining, mostly. And I have a particular affinity, apparently non-consensually, for the storm goddess. I've seen it snow in Death Valley, so I've become accustomed to these sorts of things. If I go anywhere, it's going to rain. And so it rained. We got on our bikes and charged out, and we made it across the border pretty smoothly. It was very exciting. First international border crossing together, and we made it into Mexico, and we were just thrilled and a little bit nervous and riding down, and we had made reservations for a fabulous place called Cañon Guadalupe, which is about 100 miles in if you do the border crossing at Tecate, which seemed like a reasonable distance, particularly because one of the great rules of riding in Baja is do not ride at night in Baja. In the U.S., we've become very accustomed to pretty predictable roads and pretty predictable conditions, and they just don't exist there. And so I thought, 120 miles south of the border, we can make that in a day, no problem. But we'd been a little bit delayed by the rainstorm, so got across the border. There were a lot of very interested questions from the border crossing folks. But we got through, got on our way. And as we went along, now I'd never been on these roads before, and I didn't know exactly what I'd signed up for, but each road got a little more remote. And so we took a mountain pass through a little town called La Rumorosa. It was gorgeous. It was cold. Keep in mind, this is the day after Christmas. And so we're bundled up in all of our motorcycle gear, shivering, really glad that I put heated grips on the bikes. And finally, we get about 35 miles out from our destination, and I realize that we have to turn off the last pretty remote paved road. And it's getting towards evening. We've been riding all day pretty hard, and the moon is rising. And we turn off the road, and it's unpaved, but, you know, it's not too bad. And I want to press on. There's a sign that says no camping, so okay, we won't camp. And we head south, and we're riding along an escarpment of mountains, and there's a dry lake bed and vast desert off to our left side, and it's just gorgeous, and the moon is rising, and it's absolutely magical. And we're, you know, your heart comes up in your chest, and it's just amazing, and you're leaving these plumes of dust behind you in the darkness. And it starts to get pretty dark, and I stop and I say, should we just camp or do we want to press on? Because we know that we're waiting for our campsite with its individual hot tub shaded under palm leaves and a palapa all to ourselves. And my girlfriend says, nah, let's keep going. It all feels great. So we keep going. And the road gets worse and worse. It's pretty washboardy now. And every once in a while, you hit a rock in the road, or you hit some really heavy washboard, or you hit a patch of sand, and the rear end of the bike starts to wiggle. You're like, oh. And you can see these spots in fewer and fewer places as the darkness closes in. And we pass by what I thought was an abandoned ranch, and this gigantic dog leaps out of the darkness, and just about nails me in the leg. And I hit the throttle and rooster tail, probably throw a bunch of sand on the poor dog, and hightail it out of there, but that was a close one. And I'm feeling pretty nervous about camping just anywhere in the desert. And the road's continuing to get worse. And finally, I look back and I do my 3-minute check in the mirrors, and there's nothing there. There are no lights behind me. And my heart goes slam up into the back of my throat, and I know something's bad. So I turn around, and I ride back very slowly, and I see some lights facing the wrong direction down on the ground. And then I see that she's there, she's okay, and she's trying to get up, and it's not working. So I pull off to the side of the road. We're along in the moonlight, in the desert, probably 30 miles down a dirt road in the middle of howling nowhere on the edge of a mountain escarpment. And she's pretty sure she's broken her leg. And she's apologizing. Just, oh, I'm so sorry, I've ruined our vacation. I'm like, whoa. Let's handle this first. I think I'll be okay. My disappointment is going to be all right. And I said, well, can you walk on it? Do you think you can ride on it? Can you ride on the back of my bike? I really don't want to camp here. I don't know what's going to happen to us. And no, it's too badly broken, right through their motocross boots. So there we are. And I think, well, and she says, you know, we're camping here. Okay. And so we start tromping around and try to find a place to park the bikes. And I knew this is going to be difficult because the sand was so soft that the bikes wouldn't even park. We put our little kickstand plates underneath the kickstand. And it's so soft that they just sink in and disappear. And so it takes a ridiculous amount of time simply to park the bikes and keep them upright. And then we get the tent out. And just as we get the tent out, a windstorm comes down off of the mountains and sweeps across the desert and just plows into us just as I'm trying to get the tent up. And I'm struggling and cursing and cold and low blood sugar and completely freaked out. And so my very brave lady friend crawls over and spread eagles herself on the tent fabric to hold it down as it's just flapping in the wind and I'm trying to hold on to it. And she holds the tent fabric down, and one pole at a time we're able to get the tent up. And there's no way we're getting the fly on. And the stakes are popping out of the sand, and you're just like, wow, there is nobody here to help us. We are screwed. And you can hear the wind just howling down off the mountain. And got the tent up, and in the darkness you could see the sand filtering through the mesh, and it's full of bright particles of mica. It was really beautiful, amazingly gorgeous night. And I don't know how we managed to get to sleep, but we did. And and she's, you know, trying to manage the pain of a broken leg with Advil. She's very stout-hearted. And I get up before dawn, and I have this grim feeling of purpose, because it's time to rally the troops, only have to find some. And I leave her in the tent, and I leave her with just about all the water and offload all the baggage I can and say, okay, what's our plan B if I don't come back? And our plan is, well, this is a road. I'll crawl out to it and hope someone comes by. That's our plan. That's the best we can do. And we kissed one last time. And hope it isn't the last time. And I kept on riding down the road, and man, was I glad we didn't try to ride the rest of it in the darkness, because it just turns to hell. There are huge sand pools, and the bike just slews around in them. And then there's a section where there's a huge mound of what must be 50 years worth of broken glass. And there's a section that is about 6 or 8 inches deep in sand, lined with choya cactus, the kind that break off in the wound when they penetrate your skin. And the bike is just slewing around, and the front wheel and the rear wheel are going different directions. And then there's a water crossing past rocks, and it's just a mess. I'm kind of amazed. And I make it to the campground, hoping against hope that someone will be there. Also, I don't speak very much Spanish, so this is another ill-considered item. I get to the campground, hoping against hope that someone will be there to help me, and I run into some very nice queer party people from San Francisco. And I explain the situation to them, and they say, oh, we'd be happy to help. And they climb in their SUV and drive back to the crash site and load up my girlfriend, who is astonished and glad to see them, and take her back to the campground. And we had our individual hot tub shaded under palm leaves, and they fed us artisan bacon and excellent cocktails, and it was really fabulous after all, except for the broken leg. And then the next day I was able to ride out and get through the Mexican military checkpoint, which was very exciting, being pulled off my bike and practically strip searched and asked hostile questions about my sexual orientation and where was my husband. But I made it back to the U.S., got the truck, got us loaded up with the help of our new friends, and made it back to the U.S. After, by the way, she made herself a splint out of a cardboard box, a beach towel, and an ace bandage that got her many compliments at the emergency room when we got there. So, thank you.